Here we go.
We are back.
Welcome back. It's our rundown. Is your boy, you rock the goon.
Action Mango here.
And you know what? A little interesting weekend. The only event that really went down was PlayStation's State of Play.
Which, you know, good to see. Have a lot of good news came out of there.
It was very, very mad. I mean, the biggest thing that, you know, fan reaction was Resident Evil 4, PlayStation VR stuff coming out, but there's a huge announcement that we will get into a little later.
This is true. I mean,
that I've been waiting for forever. So we're gonna get into that a little bit later. I will explode out of excitement in a few.
Yeah.
But first things first, we have been tracking the journey of the DeLorean concept.
Yes, I am invested in this car. I want it to succeed. Like, this needs to happen.
Have you seen the concept that was released?
I saw the next one and I was just like, okay. Like, I like where we're going in this.
Four-seater.
I like the idea.
It's supposed to be a four-seater.
Look.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it, man. I'm not mad at it at all.
And also,
they kept the doors, which is huge.
That's the thing that I was like, okay, now this is okay. Doors. Like, because my thing is like, look, we live in a world. We all have big cars. You know, you can't just put out that DeLorean and hope for the best. Like, you gotta also make something. But as far as a four-door, like, if I got to get the family hauler, yeah, that's the one I want. Okay, like, because I don't exactly care. Like, that's parking lot pimping over there. So it's like.
Oh, 100%. Hey, listen, don't get me wrong. I love those doors.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if you're in a tight parking spot, it's the wrong car to use. Unless you have that controller like Tesla. Where you could just
move the
car forward and back with the remote.
Yeah, then that would work.
And but I mean, yeah,
I would see them doing something like that. Because you're right, though. At least us being here in New York. Like, I'm sorry, like that's not fitting in the majority of parking lots over here. So it's like, it would be nice though.
That car is big dick energy only, and that's like if you're gonna go valet it somewhere like that. Yeah, that's it. I will say this though, I low key wanted some like Kaizel Slim shit, like,
oh, I mean,
way over the top.
That needs to happen also. Like, somebody's got to tweak it just to, like, go full on, like, because he takes it to that next level, and I'm just like, but the nice thing is, like, he's gotten so popular, like, you got guys who are like, yeah, that's just going to be my design process, and then we'll actually build it in real life, so he's got a strong chance.
Yeah, that C5 he has is insane.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. It's like the stuff he... Because I like just him because it's like... It's not just like designing it for just to look crazy. It's like he also tries to make it work. Like, but it's just amazing looking. Like, it's just...
Yes. I'll tell you, everybody, this is not a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
I wish... I employ everybody, please, go to his IG.
Yes.
Kaizel Salim. Telling you, you will not be disappointed. His concept designs, I guess the way to describe it is very like cyberpunkish.
Yeah,
definitely. But holy shit, it is just—it's
amazing,
mind blowing the way his designs are. Absolutely, Kaizel Salim, telling you.
Yes,
if you don't know who he is, I didn't know who he is for a hot second.
No,
Mr.
Mangler's like,
put me on to
him. Yeah, it was just like random, and then he just kind of blew up over like the last few years, and it was just like, dude, like, his stuff is insane. Like, it's just like.
Absolutely, man. It would be a dream to have our logo done, but with his like touch on it.
I mean, look, I feel like he's big, but not big enough to like, you know, still talk to people like us. Like, we're not gonna get immediately brushed off. So, I'd say let's shoot him an email and see what happens. You know, like,
fuck it, right?
Yeah.
What's the worst guy we get ignored? Right?
He says no.
I mean, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but listen, so far at the moment, I'm all in with the DeLorean. If I have to go EV.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
I mean, this is kind of the route I want to go,
And we're in that great generation. Like, because don't get me wrong, like, Teslas are a fun party trick, but, I mean, if you really want to, like, catch me with that EV vibe, like, these are the cars, this next generation, I feel like, with this DeLorean, like, that could really kick off something of, like, let's get, like, a nice amount of design going into these things, too, where it's, like, not only is it fast, but it looks damn good going down the road. Like, I'm on board for this next generation of cars if we can do it that way.
I am. I will tell you this, though. I wouldn't mind Tesla if it didn't have the electric, like, handle, like, door handles.
Oh, yeah, no. They're just the worst.
Like, because those are always taking the shit. Like, imagine the one function of your car, you can't get into it.
Like,
it would drive me, I am telling you,
bro.
It would drive me insane. I would destroy somebody.
And you know that's going to be the day.
I would mangle the door. Oh, or the glass, and that car is going through the dealership.
100%.
And I'm walking out.
Yeah. Dear Elon, your shit sucks. I hate it. Like, no, it's just, that's the type of stuff. Like, you and I haven't worked on cars. We know, like, the more electronics you put in there, the more stuff is going to break, and it's going to light up like a Christmas
tree.
So it's like, we don't know.
That's why I really like, it's so expensive. We talk about the DeLorean a lot, but if we're going EV, I like what Polestar is doing.
Yes, they're like low key, like really nice cars, like really nice.
And if you got the money, just get the fucking Porsche Taycan.
Yeah,
just call it a day.
I mean, they built a car. They built a Porsche. Like, you're getting an electric Porsche. Like, there's no there. That's literally the selling point for it. It's like, so I get it.
Yeah, I like what Tesla's doing, and you know they're definitely innovators. Yeah,
it's
but not
to fault them, it's just like as
I want my car manufacturers with some experience.
Exactly,
Tesla's just doing it. They're just doing too much shit. You know.
Well, that's the thing. All. It's like it's and popular.
Even when you like, exactly. Even when you look at a Tesla, though, the same window switches are from a Mercedes Benz.
Mm-hmm.
Like they took, it's kind of like the modern day DeLorean. The DeLorean back then was a bunch of different manufacturers coming together.
Yeah, it was like Ford, not coming AMC, together, but like,
some guy put a bunch of components together, and then they basically formed the DeLorean.
Yeah, it's like it happens. But
Tesla's not that far off.
Yeah, it's like it's only like what it bothers me is when you like recognize the stuff from other cars, because there was an Infiniti like that I was like, oh, this is just a Mercedes GLA and a Nissan body. And it's just like
exactly. So is that the Q? No, that's not the QX.
It's like
right?
The JX, I remember it's a smaller one. Yeah, it's like a little like kind of small SUV looking deal.
Small crossover. Like, yeah, small crossover has that.
But it's like
it's carbon cut.
Mm-hmm.
Carbon cut.
I was like, this is insane.
They didn't even
like,
try to make it different.
This is a Mercedes for Nissan money, so it's like, but it's like, yeah, like you said, when you get in the car, you're just like, I want a like a kind of like unique experience in that sense. And I feel like those other manufacturers give you that because they have that built in, whereas like Tesla's got to buy the stuff from other people because it's just cheaper to do that versus building your own damn window switch. So it's like, I get why they do it, but you know, I mean,
their one go-to is the gigantic screen.
Yeah,
that's what really sets them apart.
It's
but outside of that, maker. When you start looking at the small stuff, yeah, you start looking at the, look at the shifter, look at the window switches. That you start to remember, oh shit, that's from
this company. From there, that's from there. And mind you, like their build quality is not the best, so it's like you know Tesla's
exactly.
They got a little ways to go. They got things to learn, so it's okay.
And the shit that and the component the car companies that they're taking their components from.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't the best either, so that's the catch 22.
That's
okay. Now, about maybe next year, bro, we're gonna have to make a trip to Cali.
I mean,
because yeah. I mean, listen, this is what our show is about. Every talking about, I would love to make. And it was there's a great like a handful of people. I need this road trip to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go to Universal Studios Hollywood next year.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're getting a Mario Kart ride. You hop in an actual Mario Kart. And your ride is through one of those maps. You're driving a go-kart.
My God.
Basically from Mario Kart. And it's the game, real life. I mean
yeah.
I would make the trip to Hollywood just for that.
That's well 100%. Worth it. Because I saw that, the Nintendo Land that they opened up in Japan. And I was like, all right, this is nice. Like, even though it's like, okay, it's me being an adult, but I was like, it's a little smaller than I think it is. But I was just like, even so, like, just the level of detail they put in there just for that. And you're telling me now there's going to be a Mario Kart ride on this side of like, yeah, I'm.
Yes, and that needs to come over here.
Yeah.
Exactly. That little Nintendo light needs to come here.
No, they'll.
Yeah, I saw that shit. I saw the, they dropped the, I don't know who it was. I think it was GameSpot that dropped it.
I think so, yeah.
That dropped a video. But yeah, I saw the ride. I was like, I sent that shit to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, we got a budget now. Because when this shit releases, we are out.
Yeah, no, 100%. We got to make it happen. That's, we're going. That's doing it.
Yeah.
That's going to be wild.
Listen, if I got a lipo, half my fucking body squeezed into that car, I'm doing it. 100%.
No, I can't wait. Bro, we'll make this happen.
Yeah. I cannot wait. I'm so, so pumped for that shit.
You know, we're going to be racing like lunatics over there.
It just sucks. It sucks that Cali gets all the cool shit first.
You know, that's...
There's even... They even have the cars, that like, the Cars Land experience is over there.
Yeah.
In, it's in California. Right. That's not in Florida yet.
I've learned one thing, because I went there like 7-8 years ago, and it was like, it's literally just because of just beautiful weather 24/7. It's like, bro, every day is just 75 and sunny. So it's just like, yeah, we can just keep this park open year round. Whereas like Florida gets to a point where it's like, no, it's summer and there's just everything's baking at 150 degrees. So it's like, I get it. That's the only thing. And it's like, but you're right though. It's like, it just sucks for us because we're just like, bro, that's a 6-hour flight for me. It's not just like a hop, skip, and a jump. But it's like, tell me, they open up a couple of these spots in Florida. Give the East Coast some love too. You know, like,
yeah, 100%. But I would. Listen, it'd be so cool to even experience that kind of a ride.
No, that's gonna be so much fun.
More shit like that needs to get adapted into theme parks.
Although my only concern,
it's huge,
is just because it's me and you, and I know how we get down when we get in cars, and it's gonna get a little intense. It's just gonna get a little intense. Like,
it is gonna get intense. We're gonna have to sign waivers.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
The park's not gonna be excited because I'm gonna find turtle shells to throw at people.
Yes.
So
it's like, you're telling,
banana peels.
Like,
nobody's safe.
We race without regard 100%. For human life in regular cars. So it's just like, I mean, you're telling me now I can throw
exactly.
things at people? It's gonna get
nice. Speaking of video games, you know, in the video game realm,
mm-hmm.
It's a stupid transition, but fuck it, right? We're here anyway.
Hey.
Sonic Frontiers dropped gameplay footage.
I caught this, and yeah, looks really damn good.
Like, When I first saw it,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh no, I saw the regular trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, you know, it doesn't feel like it's next gen. It kind of looks like just like Dreamcast Plus.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't like a lot going on, but it was just like, it was a different vibe from what you get. Like, because I remember, like, the last Sonic open world game, and it was just like, yeah, like, I wouldn't, like, the details in terms of, like, what you're seeing around you is definitely, like, updated, but it's not, like, the world itself didn't look much bigger than, like, those last couple of games that, like.
Yeah. I watched the actual combat
mm-hmm.
trailer, and it does look better.
Yeah.
For sure. But it just kind of looks incomplete.
Oh, 100%.
You know, it looks like one of those games that when you pan out to like a big view,
mm-hmm.
it's still going to be rendering as you go. Like, it just looks incomplete.
No, it definitely didn't.
I'm going to get it hands down. I want to try it for sure.
Yeah. But I like on what you said, like about just it being, it felt like that same kind of vibe, like almost like I watched it at one point. I remember like my head kind of clicked into like, oh, this could almost be like a modded version of another game with just like Sonic walking around as a character. And it was just like, it almost like looked, if there weren't like the rings and the loops and everything else, like I would have just been like, this is just like, this could have been freaking Elden Ring or whatever. Like, just like pick, insert exactly. whatever game here. And it's like, that's what it was. And I was like, so it's like, it was good in the sense of it being something different, but you're right. It didn't bring that pop of like, oh my God, like this is going to be like the Sonic that I want to play on PS5 or like Series X or something. So it's like, I mean, like you said, yeah, definitely going to play it. Am I going to shell out like $60 for it? No, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I exactly. I'm looking like, I'm waiting on sales
mm-hmm.
or hopefully it comes to a subscription service.
Yeah. Game Pass for the win.
It's not something, it's definitely something I'm not going to like pay out for.
No.
But I will like, you know, definitely like support it for sure.
Yeah.
In some capacity.
I mean, it's Sonic, bro. Like, definitely, we can't not.
I'm hopefully, exactly. I'm really hoping for a sale, though. Big time sale. I'm hoping a good sign if it's not full price. If it's not full price, I'm definitely getting it.
Hey.
Like, if it was like $40, whatever.
It is. I'm good. It's a magic number for games now, I feel like. And especially, in, like you said, when it's not, when it doesn't feel like a full game or it feels like those like a not next gen kind of game, like 40 really changes your mind. Like, especially just because the game is 70 now.
It does. Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. It's like with the Star Wars game when it first came out.
Exactly.
The Squadrons.
To this day.
I wasn't mad at that.
No. And I mean, like, it's great. You can just pick it. Like, I was playing it just last week or something. I just like, oh, wait, let me just fire it up. Because, you know, I was watching Obi-Wan, and I'm just like, you know, just got me in the mood. I'm like, let's just play Squadrons for a little bit. But it's still a fun game
to play. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly. So I'm definitely... Sonic Frontiers is definitely going to be a go for me, 100%.
Yeah.
But it's going to... The only thing that kind of holds me back is price point and... You know, I want to know if this is it looks open world. It does.
Yeah, definitely.
Want to make sure it is. Yeah, and from there, you know, I'm in. But I definitely want more information.
Yeah, no.
Definitely want more information. I would also like to see more characters too.
That'd be nice. What I'm
saying is, the Sonic world's filled.
I feel like it's a little bit of a trickle. We'll see what happens.
I definitely want to see more characters in the game. For sure, and that'd be really dope.
Definitely.
Kind of like, for example, like the same concept you have with Gotham Knights, where you get to choose Batgirl.
That'd be fun.
Nice to be able to choose Tails, Knuckles, with Amy, if you can.
Yeah, like a little hot switch option. Knuckles,
yeah.
They could do something fun.
Exactly, you some shit like that. That'd be really cool.
Like you said, the game's got potential. That's... See, you know he's going to be that last unlock because they're jerks like that. Not let us have fun right off the gate.
Exactly. Now, this is one of the rumors that it came across my feed and I did a little deep dive into it. This is in the world of film, so we're going to switch gears real quick. So, we had spoke about rumors of The Flash being recasted.
Mm-hmm.
What were they going to do? It looks like that Warner Brothers is going to ride out with Ezra Miller.
Really?
Rightfully so, because, you know, it has to be purely, you know, Ezra Miller really put them in a shitty position.
That's true. There hasn't been
The film is completed.
Mm-hmm.
Done. Shot, edited, it's done. And you can tell that they explored other options.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the statement that was released, I want to say it was from one of the executives. I don't think it was the big dude, Zaslav, but it was definitely one of the executives released a statement saying that it would just cost too much to digitally reassign his face.
I mean,
he's in almost every scene. The cost would be insane. I feel like they should just ride this movie out with him.
I can see why.
And yeah, exactly. Ride the film out, and just cut ties with them going forward.
Definitely, and it's like they don't. I understand. Like it's the whole Superman mustache fiasco all over again. So it's like I get why they wouldn't want to do it because it's just like even if you still got crap for that anyway. So it's just. And I really think it's because, like, there hasn't been a ton of blowback from, like, you know, these stories of him coming out with the assault cases. And it's like, we all heard about it, but it wasn't like, I don't know, maybe it was like he was just lucky because the whole Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing was going on while this was all happening. Or like,
that's what I'm thinking. Like, that's fair. That's really a real fair point. It's not like, yeah, he's done some crazy shit, but you don't see a lot of people calling for his job. You don't see a lot of people calling for him to get arrested.
That's the thing.
His backlash wasn't to the point where you're like, yo, grab your fucking pitchforks.
That was the interesting thing. I was like, other guys have gotten tons of shit.
Yeah, it's fair. I'll tell you what, cancel culture is definitely not as strong as it was.
No,
I'm not a fan of it, but I understand its necessity.
It's needed, but it can get a little too crazy. So it's like,
exactly. I just feel like the problem with cancel culture is that it went too much.
Yeah,
and it was targeting people. Like the biggest issue I had with cancel culture is that it had ignored due process.
Exactly, that's the biggest problem.
That was my biggest beef with it. I understand if a dude like this
James Gunn. Wasn't it his tweets?
No, not him. The
Spin so many.
From Warner Brothers, the older guy. Oh, my God. This is going to go crazy.
Dude, I'm
Harvey it. Weinstein.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, he got
well-deserved
cancellation.
Exactly. Shit like that, 100%. There's a stand-up comedian that I follow, Brian Callen.
Mm-hmm.
He got accused of rape.
Oh, yeah.
And it was something that occurred over 20 years ago. And it was only by one person.
Mm.
But because of the Me Too movement was all about believe women, there was no, let's find out your side of the story.
This is
the comedian that was, it's just the timing was, it was shitty because he was never a big time actor. But
yeah.
at the point when he got accused, he was at the top of his game stand-up wise.
That's true, yeah.
So at his peak, he had his own TV show. He had a lot to lose at that mm-hmm. point. So at that moment where he got his own TV show, he had his own stand-up special that was being produced by Amazon. It got taken off the moment he got accused.
Mm.
It wasn't convicted. There was no evidence. Yeah, there was no witnesses. It was one person's word versus his.
Yeah, and they just were like, nope.
And it was scorched earth before he even got a chance to defend himself.
See, that's rough.
So that, when it's shit like that, that's when I find cancel culture wrong. But yeah, if it's a situation like Harvey Weinstein where it's known that this guy's doing fuck shit.
Well, yeah, it's like,
then you're like,
50 plus witnesses just like all saying the same story.
Exactly.
Like, come on now. But yeah, and that's like, and then in the instance of Brian Callen, it's like, yeah, like I understand. All right, maybe put things on hold like while we figure this stuff out. But it's like, don't just out and like tear everything out from underneath them just because it was like, I mean, yeah, figure out what's going on. Do your due diligence, like investigate both sides, like figure out what's happening and then make a decision from there. Not just like, well, it's a bad PR look for us, so we're out of here. I'm just like, thanks for the faith in what I'm doing. It's like, never mind that. You know, I'm not saying that, like, all right, everybody's getting accused. It's like, obviously, there's obviously some people who, like, clearly fucking did it. So it's just like.
Exactly.
But I'm like, dude, if there's, like, if my thing is, it's, I don't get how it's, like, we're all go for, like, the due process of things when it comes down to actually the crime. But then I'm like, in court of public opinion, it's like, nah, I made up my mind. I'm like, bro, there's got to be some level of, like, open-mindedness and investigation here. Like.
We have to be better with it.
Yeah,
you can't just be emotional off the cuff. We have to be able to listen to both parties, and that's the part that's just wrong.
No,
100%.
You're right.
You got to be able to listen to, even if you don't agree. You have to be able to listen to an opposition.
It's like,
or else you have nothing.
People just want to get into a screaming match. They don't want to actually debate each other anymore. It's wild. I'm like, exactly. These actually care about this shit.
But. Yeah. So just to put a button on this topic,
mm-hmm.
I don't blame Warner Brothers for doing it. I don't think that there's going to be a lot of backlash.
I'm
for
just surprised that there Miller. Wasn't. That's it, really. Like,
I don't think there's going to be a lot. I feel like we're at a point where we could just release the film. Everybody understands that Warner Brothers is in a shitty position.
Yeah, they got to just risk
it. They're losing. The more they keep this movie on the bookshelf,
mm-hmm.
you know, or the more in the vault, the less money they make, the more money they lose.
I wonder something, because I realize, like, he just, I don't know if, was he in, he came out like one of these Harry Potter movies recently that dropped on HBO, and I wonder if they're using that as like a little test for like, can we put him in a movie and like let him be seen? And then it's like, will people freak out about that? Because he's not like starring. I know he's like a bigger character in that movie, but it's like he's not like the, like on the poster you see like a bunch of other people's faces. He's not the lead star.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder if they're like.
So maybe they could test the waters with that and see how that is. But I think regardless, I just feel like even now it's not a hot button topic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you go through the comments, you're like, the people are like, yeah, it is what it is. Let's just release
it.
Like,
it was a story when I did it. And now it's like, whatever. Nobody, it's like people are already, I feel like people are going to forget about it like the next month or two. Like, so.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. That's the other problem. There's so much shit going on nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
There's just.
Can't watch everything.
Get real fast. Exactly.
I got a goldfish memory now. So it's like.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Exactly. We're at the moment like, what have you done lately? And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We spoke earlier about Sony State of Play. It was very meh. honestly. Yeah. That thing like really blew your socks off. But there's one announcement in particular that, you know, I think not broke the internet type shit, but definitely made the rounds.
Hit.
And it made me proud to be part of the Master Race.
Exactly. And that is why I was like, you know, for me, it's a bias, but I mean, yeah, that's what made this whole thing worth it for me. So
exactly. So August 12th, I will officially step back from competitive online gameplay for a while because we are getting Spider-Man.
Yes.
The game of the year.
It has come.
That killed on PlayStation. It has finally been ported over to PC, and I'm going to retract from online gameplay for a while, and I'm just going to focus on this game.
No.
I got this. I got God of War. I got Uncharted that I'm working on, so I'm going to be enjoying some PlayStation library.
Exactly.
And I'm telling you, I couldn't be more excited.
I'm so hyped for this, like, because how I can't tell how many episodes you and I have been talking about wanting to play Spider-Man. And almost like both of us, how many times did we brush up against buying PS5s and just sitting there just because of like.
Yeah, I tell you, I almost bought a PlayStation based on this game.
Yeah.
I almost did. Like, this PlayStation has bangers. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about hard hitting bangers. They have Ghost of Tsushima, they have The Last of Us, they have Spider-Man, God of War, Uncharted,
Uncharted. Like, it's just hit after hit after hit, and it's just like you can't.
Yeah, bangers, ignore it. Like, bangers, bangers, bangers.
So
yeah.
I get it. Where it's just like, but like you said, this is now the time where like both of us can just sit here and just be like, you know what? I don't have to buy one quite yet. Not yet, Sony. Like, but appreciate the love for the PC world. But, like.
Exactly. So it looks like PlayStation's starting to come over to the dark side.
Yes.
And start porting over some shit. We got God of War. We have Uncharted. Now we're going to have Spider-Man. It's going to be completely remastered. It's going to be in 4K. Nice. Like, this is...
It's going to look so good. It's going to look so good.
As the French say, c'est magnifique. And it's going to be beautiful.
Oui.
I cannot wait. Oui, oui.
This and the mods for that game. Oh, my God. We're going to have a blast.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, modern, so it's going to be Superman fucking.
Yeah, no.
No, I can't wait. I cannot wait. I played Arkham Knight.
Oh.
And I pushed my graphics card to the limit.
Nice.
Bro, the raindrops on the skin was like, I was like, this is just beautiful. But I couldn't take five steps without the game like sputtering a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of choking. It's like, I got a lot to render here. Hold on. Like,
if you hold still, the game is beautiful. The moment you start to move,
it's like, no, we can't be doing this. Like, chill out. Look, I get it. Look, in the same way, like, you can push up.
It's like, it's too much to be processed. It's like, and it's just, the computer's like, it's over on overload.
You know what? Like, that reminds me of those little scenes where, like, they zoom in on, and you see, like, the little factory workers all scrambling around, the sirens going off, they're just like, it's like full tilt.
It's like Monsters Inc. when they discover he was been on.
Yes.
2319, 2319.
Bro, I was just watching that the other day.
When I pushed my PC to the max.
Just watching that the other day.
I want to start throwing some upgrades. I already got the bug. I want to start throwing some upgrades in this thing.
Look, I will say, now is the time because graphics card prices are like back to normal and in stock. Like, it's kind of wild. Yeah. Like, I see pictures on Reddit all the time. They're like, look at my local Micro Center. They're fully stocked. I'm like, okay, do you realize this was like a war zone 6 months ago? Like, this is not just like.
Exactly.
But this might be the time to make the move if you're looking to upgrade. So, I mean, hey, whenever you're ready, sir.
Obviously, sir. We're gonna have to, Okay, whoever's free, you or my man Chris, so, we're definitely going to have to run.
Look, you got it set up good right now. You got two local IT guys. It's like,
I'll tell you this. Oh, this right here didn't make much headway, but it's definitely interesting. Mm-hmm. TikTok is gonna make a push into gaming.
Oh, I mean, makes sense.
Now, exactly. It's just obviously the most popular app right now.
Yeah.
TikTok, thank you for the 1,200 views
on
my sniper video. Appreciate the love.
Nice.
I will say this, though. when I first read TikTok getting into gaming, I thought it was going to do something like Facebook, Twitch,
yeah,
YouTube.
That's usually the vibe.
Because a lot of my lives that are seeing are people with like mirror reflections,
mm-hmm,
fucking recording what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it looks like they're going to make their own games, kind of like what Facebook did.
Huh.
You know, Facebook has like, yeah, its own.
They have their own little studio
little
deal, but it's like
little like native games, like little mobile games.
I mean,
it looks like TikTok's going to be doing the same thing.
I like, and I understand, like, because it's just there's money in that kind of stuff, so like you can monetize the crap out of it and kind of catch that casual person. But it's like, I mean, I get it. It's where TikTok's got to go at this point. Like, it makes sense. You have to expand.
Yeah. So. I feel like it's a missed opportunity because I really felt like if they made their platform more friendly for streaming,
yeah,
honestly. I feel like that's the better way to go, because definitely, at the end of the day, all you want is real more eyes on your app. You want more people on there.
That's what it is.
I don't think those games are gonna cut it for you, because have you seen mobile games now? Like, it's not the same shit.
Bro.
It's not fucking...
We've made advancements.
It's not Space Invaders. Okay, it's not Space Invaders that blew your mind. It's not fucking Snake anymore. Like this is...
Dude, we're
full-on Fortnite, Apex, yeah, like...
We're somewhere in this like, kind of PS2, PS3 range in terms of what your phone can do. So it's like... Yeah, I'm not mad at... Like, you got to really bring it nowadays if you're coming like, with a good... Like, this ain't the days of, like... I feel like... And that's what I feel like is the problem, where it's like all these companies act like... Like, we're seeing the Jays, like, when Bejeweled was, like, the thing. And I'm like, people also want to play other games and stuff. So it's like, give them a little more. Like, let them do more stuff. Like, let them have some fun with it. But they're sticking with, like, the bare minimums and just, like, this is what gamers like. And then, like, no, it's what, like, casual gamers like. And then there's other people who want to try different things. So.
Yeah, I mean, at best, depending on what they come out with, it'll be fucking me at a doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking waiting to be called, and I'm playing some stupid shit like that. But depends on what they release. If they release some real in-depth shit, like, okay, we got something here.
I wouldn't.
But if it's like, if it's something super simple, like, you know, flicking your finger for basketball.
No, yeah, there's whatever. So many of those games but, out. It's like, why would you do another one?
I thought that when they had released this news,
mm-hmm,
I thought, oh, fuck, they're finally gonna get into, you know, making it more streamline friendly. There's a hook up your console, or
it'd
like what
so
Twitch
nice,
does,
yeah,
fucking like, Facebook, you know, Facebook Watch, like shit like that.
I wouldn't do like a full on, like, you know, you could just like launch longer form videos to start. Like, it just like, I feel like everybody else has set up that kind of like, you know, path to go down where it's just like, all right, like we're all copying.
Well, I think
each other.
TikTok is up to like 3 minutes now. So
that's the thing. So it's just like slowly increasing, and then eventually we're just doing a full live feature and let people build it out from there and call it a day. But you're right, though. I think streaming would be the better option for them because, like you said, they're commanding, like, just, like, the app and video. Like, they have all the eyes on them right now. It's like, I'm sorry. Like,
exactly. All right. We're going to wrap this up.
Yep.
I got one more. I got one question that came from Barstool Sports.
I had to actually
and
think about this.
I had to. Exactly. I was, like, stumped because there's different ways you can go about this.
Yeah.
Okay. The question is, What is the most influential game of all time?
Mm-hmm.
Now, are we talking? It is. There's different ways you can go about this. Now, are we talking? What set a trend?
Yeah.
And games came from that,
mm-hmm,
or are we talking? What has done damage in the eyes of the media, and it caused backlash.
There's a lot of, like, it's a little open-ended, you know, like, because I was, like,
very.
And you know what else I thought of, too, was, like, even, like, for the games, I thought, because I instantly went to, like, you know, all right, I thought of, like, the most influential game of me growing up, and I'm just, like, and then I was, like, oh, I have to take into account, like, other generations, and, like, what game hit them.
Exactly.
And I was, like, damn, like, just because I like this game, you know, I'm not revealing my picks yet, but I'm just like, I really had to like just be like, do I automatically give this one like top slot, or do I have to really consider like how did this one hit back in like the 70s and 80s? Like, and all of a sudden I'm like,
yeah,
it was a lot to factor in. And I'm just like, damn, like I can't.
I will say, Let's just go with this. Mm-hmm. Okay. I will say this.
Yeah.
If we're going to say most influential game of all time, I'm going to make it in three different ways. Okay. What set a trend?
Okay.
What character? Most influential or most well-known?
Definitely.
And then I'm going to have a separate category for what caused the most backlash.
Okay. All right.
Because I really don't know how to answer this question. Most influential game of all time.
Yeah.
To start, a character,
mm-hmm.
I got to go with Mario.
Yes. I am in line with you on that one because it's just.
Yeah.
And that was.
It was just. I remember when NES was out,
mm-hmm.
he was literally everywhere. In Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, he was the referee.
Yeah.
In other games, he was giving you the instructions.
Yeah, he was.
Like, he was literally the Easter egg in every single video
game. He is the Nintendo mascot. Like, every other brand tried to have that. Like, and Sega, I was, like, the only company that did that to, like, a similar amount of success. But even then, we're just, like, they were number two. Like, it's just, Mario is, like, represent. Yeah, I think he was, like, probably, like, the first big video game mascot. Like, I don't remember anything else before him aside from like, little one-offs here and there, but Q-Bert, maybe? Like, it's just, like, it's like, but even so, it's just like,
Game & Watch?
That's it. Like, yeah. It's like, it didn't, like, Mario hit, and it was just, like, he was the one, and still is to this day. Like, he represents that entire brand to a T. Like, it's perfect.
But. All right. Now, if we're gonna, now, let's just talk, like, trends,
mm-hmm.
like what set a trend to me, what set the trend on the current style of adventure game, RPG game, where you have to get to, like, for example, in Assassin's Creed or in Halo Infinite, you have to capture a base.
Yeah.
And then when you capture that base, you get the surrounding plots where you got to explore.
Mm-hmm. Like, kind of, yeah, the gameplay style, yeah.
That kind of, I don't know what's the real, I don't know what's the name behind that.
I don't think it's like an
but, official name. I got to give that to Legend of Zelda in Nintendo 64.
Mm.
It was one of the first real open world games. Definitely, on console. Yeah. And it had started that once you got to the temple, once you unlocked the temple, you were able to get access to the surrounding areas.
Definitely.
Where you get access to more access to treasures and shit like that.
Oh, man.
What has set the trend online gameplay has to go to Halo 2.
Yeah. No, they revolutionized.
When Halo 2 dropped,
mm-hmm.
that changed online gaming, period.
Yeah. It was.
Period. There was nothing. Nothing like it.
No.
Halo 2 peaked. Halo 2 absolutely peaked. And they haven't, to the point where Bungie or even 343 never captured that same heat ever again.
No, it was a special moment in time, and they just did something right. And it was amazing to watch it happen. Like, it just grew organically to the point where it was being mentioned everywhere. Like, you could hear, like, you heard Halo 2
exactly.
Everywhere.
Now, lastly for the trends. I'm going to go with Fortnite. Fortnite started a whole Battle Royale movement.
That's true.
It's to the point where it's all I want to play. I don't even want to play arena shooters like that no more.
No, they
because Battle Royale is just crazy.
It's a more fun style of game in terms of, like, that quick-paced shooter.
Exactly.
So, yeah, definitely. Those are three damn good choices, sir, I got to say. So,
now, before I get into the backlash stuff,
mm-hmm.
what do you have? What are your picks?
So, yeah, I agree with you with the character as Mario. And then, see, now I thought of, like, just an influential game, and I was just like, my mind, and this is because I was born at a certain time in the 80s that I'm not going to reveal. Just.
Fucking 80s babies at the end, bro.
I don't want people doxing me and shit. Oh, he's born in this year. But no, but I was just like. I had to just a little bit of a throwback here, but I went with as more like infant, just like that kind of cultural influence of just that kind of Space Invaders, like the arcade cabinet Space Invader.
Okay, yep.
Just because I remember a time when like we used to go to actual other places to play video games, and it was just like, the level of that was like, all right, cool. This brought that same kind of social experience and everything, and I was like, it was like, you were going there with a fistful of quarters and like, all right, I'm going to meet my friends. We're going to have a damn good time for 6 hours, and then my mom's going to pick me up. So.
Harassing your parents.
Oh, my God.
Harassing your parents for quarters.
Yes.
Like, and when they dropped that, bro, yeah, God, we're getting, this is how you know we're getting, remember when they first dropped the machine that gave you quarters?
Oh, God, yeah. Like, that thing was, like, what is this miracle?
Before it went to the $5 one and the $20 one, when it was just a dollar,
yeah,
I was like, holy shit, this is insane.
It's like, I have this paper, and I get the coins that I want. It's perfect. Like, it's just like, oh, man, that was just, those were the days, man. We just had a lot of, even though we had to pay for them, it was just, it was a whole fun experience. So that's why I had to give that one. I'm like, just for that little culture. So then, and then what was the other one? The, so what, we got the Backlash, and then what was, am I missing one?
Games that made influential, like that, like started a trend for like adventure games, adventure RPGs.
Oh, okay, yes.
Online.
So for that, I got to go with the big gun there, and that's GTA 5, because it was just like,
oh yes.
I mean, I didn't, and only because I didn't expect it to blow up into what it's become. Like, I remember, like, we got 5, just the basic launch, and that was a fun game, and then online started, and like, you and I remember a time when it was just like a bare bones online experience, and it was just, all right, this is what I'm kind of expecting it to be, and then we'll get people in and out, and just to see what it's become today is just like, I mean, my God, and just the fact that it's still making money, but it's just,
yeah,
it's something else.
Man. I will say, I'd say if you start an online account now, your first purchase has to be the flying car, or the bike.
Gotta do it.
Or you got nothing.
You're a sitting duck. Otherwise, like, it's just enjoy getting just murdered all day. So.
Absolutely. All right. Those are great picks.
Yeah.
So, you can make it. You know, when it comes to Backlash now, this is where.
Yeah, this I'm excited.
You know, Grand Theft Auto is definitely in there.
It is. They've earned
it. But. Let's start with, when it comes to Backlash,
mm-hmm.
there's 3 games that come to mind. Okay. And number one is Mortal Kombat.
Ooh, yeah.
Mortal Kombat, I think it started with Mortal Kombat 2, Sega Genesis. When that came out, I specifically remember the protest that started saying video games were too violent.
Yeah, that was because of the, blood, right? That.
Yes, they decapitated people. Like, I remember that specifically.
That was
number two has to go to GTA 3.
Oah, yeah.
When GTA 3 came out, it was in the Senate. Mm-hmm. They wanted to cut. They wanted to stop this game. You know, they wanted people not to be able to play this shit.
Yeah.
GTA 3 set the tone because the first 2 Grand Theft Autos were Skyview.
Yeah, you were so being violent, but it was
graphic. It was graphic, but it looked stupid at the same time. But when he went to the regular third person view, and holy shit!
Now I can see you assaulting people on the streets. So.
He's like, now I can really see it exactly. I can see you be a piece of shit in real life. Like that was the crazy part.
Yeah.
And I think the most. The backlash that caught it the worst was Call of Duty 2, the airplane scene.
Yeah, that was the one I was gonna go with.
Because I remember when that had came out, they took so much shit that an update came out.
Yeah,
like that next day.
No, it was they gave you the backlash.
Yeah. And the update came out, and they asked you whether you wanted to play the mission or not. Like, you had the option to skip it.
And
And to the listeners that don't remember, it is the iconic airplane scene where you basically are killing.
It was
you're a mass shooter.
Oh, what was it called? It was No Russians. Wasn't it like something like that?
Exactly.
Yeah. So it was just like
so. Yeah,
you know what it
that
was?
Has to be. It's
It's because they made you do it in slow motion. That's what.
Exactly. If it's not the most influential, it's definitely one of the most impactful moments in gaming. Was that because they got even in GTA 5?
Yeah. Oh, the
when you're Trevor, you have to, the torture. And you have scene? To take on the when you have to know, when you're Trevor, and you're high as shit. You think you're fighting aliens, but you're fighting U.S. military.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Even that point. Mm-hmm. I'm a patriot at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So even at that point, that was uncomfortable.
Yeah. For me.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe
it's like because you're
just getting softer, but
no, it's like because you're like, all right, I don't have to be this.
I don't want to shoot the boys.
Like I can be like a psycho to randos, but it's just like, no, come on, you're serving. Yeah. So like, I get it. Where it's just like, but yeah, that scene just because like you're like innocent people and just like. Just having to do it like that, yeah. They made it impactful, and that was going to be my choice too. It was just like just because of, like I did play through it too, and I was like, all right, this one. And I'm like, you kind of run through it. You're like, yeah, that. I'm not going to say I like had to go sit in a corner for 2 hours and think about shit, but it's like, you were just like, yeah, that definitely hit a little harder than it normally does. And I was like, okay, I see why some people would want to skip it, and it's like it's a lot to do, and you're asking a lot of a person to watch that, but. At the same time, you're right. That one, for me at least, made like the biggest impact in terms of like controversy, and like it's. I mean, although that Mortal Kombat one, I almost forgot. I was like, we were like 9 or 10 at the time. So I mean, you and I growing up were just like, oh my, why can't I see this guy punch somebody's head off? What are you talking about? This is cool.
Exactly. So. Like, because it was such a left field thing. Because what we were dealing with, Double Dragon, River City Ransom, Street Fighter.
That was it.
Right? It was virtual fighter. Like it wasn't nothing. It was nothing crazy. But the moment Mortal Kombat came to see you, you literally uppercut somebody's head off. You're like, holy shit. Oh, my God,
yeah. Like, the closest thing, what was the Clay Fighter that we got? That was the closest thing to, like, real violence that you could get before that. But then it's like, all right, this is just whatever. It's clay. Like, we know this. Like, I know how Play-Doh works. Come on, buddy. Like, it's like. But that's the thing.
When I remember when Mortal Kombat 1 definitely had its issues, but I specifically remember part 2 being the one where, okay, now we're getting too far. Yeah, I remember that shit.
And, I mean, am I crazy here? Do I remember, was there, like, a bloodless option or something? Like, there was, like, a separate version sold.
Because of that.
It was, like, the censored one.
Because it became an option in the gameplay where you could take blood off. Because of that. Yeah, I remember that. Because part 1, I don't think you could do that, but in part 2, you can.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't the same. You rip somebody's head off.
That's why we play the game. It's not lies. Come on.
Exactly.
They found their niche, and I'm like,
you know why we're here. You know why we're here. And nowadays, you play Mortal Kombat nowadays, and they double down, and they show you the bones that break, and they show you what's being done in real time. They double down.
I've had those few moments where you feel it in your chest. You're like, oh, like I felt that one watching it. Like, damn, like, but it's just...
But overall, well. I don't think there's a one answer for that. Definitely, obviously, it's an opinion question,
for sure.
But I don't think there's so many different avenues it can go.
Yeah, you had to break that. You were right to break that up into a few different categories because I saw the and I was like I said, the minute I started thinking about other decades, I was like, there's 10 different answers to this question. Like it's like
exactly so many different answers, so many different ways you can go with it. Yeah. So I would like to know. Hit me up. Into a rundown at gmail.com, hit us up.
Yeah.
What game do you feel like is the most influential? And do you think there's a one answer for this specifically, or there's different avenues to go? Me personally, I think there's a bunch of different lanes you could pursue when it comes to answering this question. But for me, I would like to stick in the thing that set the trend the most and what gave birth to the arena shooter era. To me, was obviously it was Quake and Doom first, but Halo 2 when that shit dropped.
Well, yeah, that was the first big console one, so that's why it really just exploded.
One of the biggest online video game presence that was out there, it definitely set the trend, 100%. All right, sir.
Yes.
Oh, we killed it. It went a lot longer than I thought we would go. So,
We're professionals. Yeah, we know how to make this work.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate you, dog. Appreciate you guys for listening.
Same to you.
Where can they find you?
I am located on the old internets at Action Mango on the YouTube, TikToks, and IG. And you can find me on Xbox Live at GT40MKV.
Woo. Heat. Xbox Live, we rock 57. E-Rock the Goon, all my socials. Show some love, like the profiles, like my videos, and soon we're gonna start doing this, at least from my POV. Or maybe we can start doing POVs, or we can start doing TikTok live as we roll.
Definitely,
and we go from there.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, but we will work that shit out. I just want to get a nice backdrop going.
Oh yeah, we'll get a little professional.
A big shout out to the wife. Just turned 34.
Ooh, happy
birthday.
We had
a blast yesterday. Yes, and yeah, we're doing it right. We're making moves.
Nice, congratulations.
And yeah, man, it was definitely a good time. Grand Lux Cafe.
Yeah.
Not as classy as I thought.
I mean, you know? Always a vibe I got.
Not as classy as I thought.
For those of you outside
not
of New York,
not as classy as I thought.
It looks nice. I don't think it's as good as it is. Like, it's just.
Yeah. I had the fettuccine alfredo with chicken yesterday.
Mm.
It was very bland. I'm over there with a nice V-neck, some nice pants and shit. I see people in there with shorts. I'm like, it's not as classic.
Bro, isn't that the worst? Isn't that you? Like, you think I gotta get dressed up for this place? I'm like, y'all motherfuckers came in here flip flops. Like, it's just like,
yeah. Hey, the guy next to me is in flip flops and cargo shorts.
Oh god,
yeah.
I overdressed.
So I went a little too hard to pay for Grand Lux.
I get it.
But hey, it is what it is. We're learning out here. Listen, man, brand new week. Let's kick some ass. We had a nice long weekend last week, but this week we had a short work week, but we're back to reality next week. Do your thing. Come back next week. Spread the love, spread the word. It's We're Rundown. We're out.